Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dua Halisai Kowtow. The UN Secretary General is renewing his call for a ceasefire in Gaza after a report warned of catastrophic hunger and imminent famine. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. says a ceasefire should be part of a deal that includes the release of more hostages held by Hamas.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls the latest report on food insecurity in Gaza an appalling indictment of conditions on the ground for civilians.
The world's leading experts on food insecurity clearly document that famine in the northern part of Gaza is imminent.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel describes the report as, in his words, alarming and heart-wrenching. He says the U.S. is encouraging Israel to scale up the delivery of aid to Gaza and give unhindered access to land convoys. He says the U.S. supports a temporary ceasefire, but one that is coupled with the release of hostages. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
An Israeli delegation is expected to travel to the U.S. in a matter of days to meet with U.S. officials. In Haiti's capital, at least a dozen people are dead in the latest gang violence, and there are reports that some victims of gang violence are calling local radio stations to get help from police. NPR's Ada Peralta is in the city of Cap Haitien, far north of Port-au-Prince.
We're not seeing the kind of violence here that we're seeing in Port-au-Prince. In fact, the violence here has been sporadic. But also, nothing is really normal here. The state is virtually absent. You're talking, Cap Haitien is Haiti's second largest city, and it doesn't have any municipal water or any municipal electricity. And it's not that it goes off and on. It doesn't exist. That means that people struggle to lead a dignified life.
NPR's Ada Peralta. The Biden administration is banning the use of asbestos, a substance known to cause cancer. NPR's Michael Copley reports the EPA says asbestos is linked to more than 40,000 deaths in the U.S. each year.
The Environmental Protection Agency says companies can no longer use asbestos to make things like brake pads and chlorine for disinfecting water. The ban is part of the Biden administration's Cancer Moonshot, which aims to cut the death rate from the disease by at least half by 2047. Exposure to asbestos is known to cause lung cancer, mesothelioma, and ovarian cancer. The use of asbestos has been declining for years, but the EPA says one type of the substance was still being imported as recently as 2022. Asbestos is already banned in more than 50 countries, and the U.S. has had a partial ban on some products that contain asbestos for decades.
This is NPR. The street artist Banksy has confirmed the authenticity of a new mural painted along a North London street. NPR's Anastasia Sulka says the mural appears behind a tree that had most of its branches severely cut back.
The mural is of bright green paint sprayed on a building wall behind a cut-back tree that's been reduced to bare, stumpy limbs. The green dripped paint suggests tree foliage, while at the lower left side, a stencil of a person holding a paint sprayer gazes upwards. Banksy posted before and after images of the area, and the building's owner told the BBC it is currently vacant and for rent, but that he plans to keep the mural up. The former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, told the PA news agency he was, quote, delighted to see the mural in this densely populated area where he has served as a member of parliament for more than 40 years. Corbyn said Islington North needs more greenery. Anastasia Tsilkas, NPR News, New York.
A day after South Korea and Japan both reported multiple missile tests, North Korea's official media now says its leader Kim Jong-un supervised a live-fire drill of artillery rockets. The new report out of Pyongyang claims those units were equipped with, quote, super-large multiple rocket launchers. Previously, the North has said some of its rocket launchers are capable of delivering nuclear warheads, concerning South Korea and its allies, including the U.S. I'm Dua Halisai Kowtow, NPR News in New York.
So this message comes from Jackson. Let's face it, retirement planning can be confusing. At Jackson, we're working to make retirement clear for everyone, starting with you.
Our easy-to-understand resources and user-friendly digital tools help simplify your entire experience. You can have confidence in your retirement with clarity from Jackson. Seek the clarity you deserve at Jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Incorporated, Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.